Please turn in your Bible this morning to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
请大家今天早上翻到
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
生命记第七章。
And we will read verse 6, 7, and 8.
我们来读六七八节。
For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth.
因为你归耶和华你神为圣洁的民，耶和华你神从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。
The Lord did not set his love on you nor chose you because you were more in number than any other peoples. For you were the fewest of all peoples. But because the Lord loved you and kept the oath which he swore to your forefathers, the Lord brought you out by a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多于别民。原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的，只因耶和华爱你们，又因要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。
And then Isaiah 41.
以赛亚书四十一章。
Isaiah 41,
以赛亚书四十一章
,8 through 10,
八到十节。
Isaiah 41,
以赛亚书四十一章
,verse 8.Very, very precious verse, and it applies to us. But you, Israel, my servant Jacob, who I have chosen, descendant of Abraham, my friend.
第八节非常宝贵，其实是对着我们说的。唯你以色列，我的仆人，雅各我所拣选的，我朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Just want to stop there for one moment.Abraham is our father.
让我在这里先停一停。亚伯拉罕是我们的父。
He is our spiritual father.
他是我们属灵的父。
And the Bible refers to us as true Jews.
在圣经里面讲到我们是真犹太人。
And so when it speaks of Abraham, our father, this also is to apply to us, my friend.
所以当提到亚伯拉罕我朋友的时候与我们是有关的。
This is what God has in mind, that we be his friend.
这是神对我们的心意让我们成为他的朋友。
Verse 9. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its remotest parts and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not rejected you.
第九节，你是我从地极所领来的，从地角所招来的，且对你说，你是我的仆人，我拣选你，并不弃绝你。
And again, even in this local gathering this morning, we are far from the far reaches of this earth.
虽然我们今天是在这里这么小小的聚集，但其实神也是从地极把我们招来。
Verse 10, do not fear.For I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely, I will help you. Surely, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你。我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
然后帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章.
Verse 23 and 24.
23-24节.
Verse 23, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. Make your spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he will bring it to pass.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。 又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候，完全无可指责、指摘。那召你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。And
then one last verse in 2 Timothy chapter 1.
最后的章节是在提摩太前书。
2 Timothy
后书
chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
Verse 12.
第十二节.
For this reason, Paul says, I also suffer these things, but I'm not ashamed, for I know who I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have committed to him until that day.
为这缘故，我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保守我所交付他的，直到那日。Have
a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Before we do, before you bow your heads, I'd like to say one thing.
在大家低头之前，我有一件事。The
Bible calls us a spiritual people.
圣经里面称我们是属灵的。
And often uses that word, you are spiritual.
经常我们要用一个词叫做属灵的。Now
that's different than physical.
因为属灵的是与属物质的不一样。
That's different than earthly.
与属地的更不一样。And
therefore we need another faculty to comprehend spiritual things.
所以我们需要另外的帮助来了解属灵的事。What
is the definition of spiritual?
那属灵的定义是什么呢?
I imagine if we went around right now, we could have and hear a number of answers.
如果我们这样去问的话，今天早上在我们中间可能有许多不同的答案。But
in the simplest way, spiritual simply means governed by the Holy Spirit.
在最简单的定义里面，属灵就是被圣灵所管制。We
are to be ruled. Governed by the Holy Spirit.
我们应该被圣灵所管制。
Motivated by the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵所鼓舞。
And to that degree that we are governed by the Holy Spirit, to that degree we are spiritual.
到我们一个程度可以被圣灵所管制的时候，这就是属灵的。
And that is the why we pray.
这就是为什么我们需要祷告。
To engage God.
可以与神来连接。
To open up heaven.
可以天打开。
Verizon AT&T does not have access to heaven.
我们的手机都不能让我们与天相连。
Their ads brag that they cover everything.
他们的广告虽然说他们已经涵盖了所有的地方。
But there's great limitation.
但是他们的限制非常大。
Because it cannot reach the spiritual.
因为他们完全不能进到属灵的势力。
But we can.
但我们可以。
We can have an open heaven this morning.
我们今天就可以有一个敞开的天。
Just like Jacob did there in Genesis 28, when the heavens were open and he saw that ladder, and that ladder was Christ.
就像在创世纪28章，雅各看到那个天梯从天上下来。
天梯就是基督。 And angels were ascending and angels were descending.
天使就在这个梯，使者就在这个梯子上上去下来。
Ministering to our dear brother.
对着我们的弟兄来服侍。
He wants to minister to us this morning.
他今天也要来服侍我们。
There's not one person in this auditorium this morning that does not have needs.
今天在这里所做的每一个人都有需要。
Have questions.
都有我们的疑问。
Some might even be worrying.
有些人甚至在那里焦虑。
Fretting. Anxious.
或者在那里焦急忧虑。
There's one answer.
有一个答案。
And God has that answer.
神有他的办法。
So as we pray,
所以当我们祷告的时候,
let's open our hearts, our spirit to God.
让我们打开我们的心, 让我们的灵是向着神的,
so that He can speak to the very seat of our life.
所以他就可以对着我们生命的深处来讲话。
Our heart, our spirit.
就是我们的心, 我们的灵。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, this morning our one voice, our one boast is the Lord Jesus Christ.
父啊, 我们今天早上有一个声音, 有一个夸口, 就是主基督。
There is only one reason we are breathing and have a heartbeat right now, courtesy of the Lord Jesus.
我们今天能在这里有呼吸, 都是因着主耶稣基督。
This word is the heart of the Lord Jesus.
这话就是主耶稣基督心里所要说的。
And the Spirit that is in the Lord Jesus is the Holy Spirit which can minister to us.
在基督里面的灵就是圣灵, 今天可以对着我们来说话。
And so we do look to thee for an open heaven.
所以今天我们来仰望您, 来求一个敞开的天,
to give speaking,
让所讲的,
and to give hearing,
让所听的,
and to give application,
让我们所行的,
so that we can experience this coming week the life, the love, and the light of the Lord Jesus.
在这一周都可以来经历您, 啊, 主耶稣基督的爱。
We thank you, praise you in the blessed name of your Son, the Lord Jesus.
我们感谢赞美是奉着这值得称颂的主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord saved me graciously in the 1940s.
神非常, 怜悯, 他在1940年代就已经拯救了我。
And in 1951, November, I was baptized.
在1951年11月,我受浸。
I was baptized because my understanding was, number one, Jesus commanded it.
我对受浸的当时的理解，第一，这是主耶稣所命令的。
And I had some type of a mental understanding of that what it meant to be crucified, buried, and risen with the Lord Jesus.
当时只在我的头脑里，我有一个概念，就是怎样与基督来同死、同埋葬、同复活。
However, my experience was virtually zero.
但是我真正的经历却是几乎没有。
I knew something in my mind, but as far as my experience of knowing that I was crucified and buried, very, very limited.
虽然我的头脑明白, 但是在我的经历里面与基督同定十字架, 同死, 却非常少经历。
It was not because of my age.
可能是因为我的年纪。
Age has nothing to do with these things.
不是因为我的年纪, 因为年纪与这些事没有关系。
I have seen young boys and young girls who knew what it meant to be crucified with Christ.
因为我了解一些很小的孩子们, 他们已经懂得什么叫做与基督同定十字架。
But I always had my own agenda.
但我总是有我自己的计划。
And it wouldn't be until I was 29 years of age.
直到我29岁的时候,
that something happened in my life.
然后在我生命里面就有一些事情发生。
And all I can say is, I saw the Lord.
我只能这么讲, 我看到主。
People would ask me at that time, Dale, what has happened in your life?
那个时候那些人就问我说, Dale, 在你生命里面到底发生什么事?
And like the blind man, I would say, once I was blind, but now I can see.
就像那个瞎子一样, 我说, 我曾经是瞎眼的, 现在我得看见。
You have heard my testimony before. Before that time, my life consisted of sports, consisted of my girlfriend, which would become my wife, and then it became business.
啊，有些人听到我的见证，当时我生命里面的组成部分就是体育。啊，当时我的女朋友后来成为我的妻子，还有其他的事。
And at age 29, my life really was involved in one thing, business.
在29岁的时候，我的生命完全充满了一件事，就是我的生意。
I was consumed with it.
我那时候被这件事完全占有了。
Not so much to make money, that was a part of it.
啊，其实不完全关乎赚钱，那是里面的一部分。
But just all the facets of a business.
就是那个这个事业里面所有带来的东西。
To please customers more than our competition.
就是可以比那些竞争者更能来让客户满意。
To give the best of service, always searching for a better way.
我一直在寻找更好的办法来服务。
But in the spring of 1971,
但是在1971年的春天,
without even looking for the Lord,
那个时候我并没有在寻找主。
Although I remember at the time, my younger brother Danny and his wife had mentioned to my wife and I they were praying for us.
啊，虽然那个时候我的弟弟 Danny 说他正在为我跟我的妻子祷告。
He knew I was consumed by business.
他知道我被这个事业完全占有了。
I saw the Lord.
那个时候我遇见主。
And immediately, the grip that this business of mine that I had thought I had built no longer had its grip on me.
突然之间，我自己一手创立的这个事业突然间对我一点那个抓住我的感觉都没有了。
And in the last 40 years, the Lord has been step by step releasing that grip that all of us have on something on this earth.
在过去的40年里面，我在这个地上一切那些要抓住我的这些事就慢慢慢慢的一点一点退去。
And probably the last thing to go is self preservation.
可能最后的一件事就是我对自己的保留。
Our greatest motivation in his life is to become something, to be seen, to be known, to be liked.
在我们心目里面，我们在这个世上所要追求的就是自我的实现，自我的价值。我们需要被人知道，被人看见。
To be complimented.
被人所称赞。
To have our family look up to us.
让我们的家庭看到我们都是仰望。
Because we've been taught we cannot bring shame to the family.
因为我们所领受的教导是不能让家庭受羞辱。
And all of these things of self-exaltation, self-interest, self-promotion have to one by one be dealt with by the Lord.
所有这些自我提升的事情，一件一件，神都要来对付。
And brothers and sisters, it explains.So much of what's happening in our life.
弟兄姐妹们，其实这解释了在我们生活里面所发生的每一件事。
To release this grip of self-interest and things and possessions on our heart, God has to do a shaking in our life.
让我们自己所拥有的，让我们自己所在乎的，对于自己的所有的兴趣，神要让他们一点一点来松懈，从我们身上可以被对付。
Our fairy tale ideas of marriage often have to be dashed and brought to naught.
我们对婚姻的所有那些像童话一样美好的愿望，神要把它带到尘土里面。
Some of the sisters dream of having a little baby in their arms.
有些姐妹们，她们在想象在怀里面抱着可爱的婴孩。
And life is going to center around having little babies.
那他的生命生活就是围绕这个孩子。
And God, through His mercy, teaches us often many hard lessons just in raising a family.
因着神的怜悯，他让我们在抚养孩子 来照顾家庭上面学了许多功课。
Pressure at work.
在工作上面所有的压力。
We have our eyes set on a 401k, a pension, and that thing is shaken, shaken until we can't even find it.
我们的眼目就是在这个401的计划，在退休计划上面， 但是这些计划一直在被震动，直到震动到一个地步。 完全存不下来。
We look in the mirror and we see ourselves and say, wow, pretty handsome.
有的时候我们照镜子, 哎, 这个人他很英俊。
One day we wake up, we don't have any hair.
但有一天在醒来的时候, 我们突然头发都掉光了。
You women see some wrinkles.
然后妇女就看到自己的皱纹。
And all of a sudden, now at first, we, of course, we try to preserve that.
那第一件事我们要做的就是来保养。
We fake it.
我们就用一些假的事情来代替。
And then we see something greater.
然后我们就看到原来有一些更大的事。
Something eternal.
有些事原来是永远的。
If I was to draw a line on this front of the podium here, I could say, in that direction goes eternity past.
如果我在这个讲台上要画线的话, 在这一边就是 永远的过去,
and in this direction goes eternity future.
在这里是, 将来的永远,
and after one inch here, you've covered a billion light years.
在这里的一寸可能就代表了一亿年,
or a billion years, period.
就是一亿年那么多,
and in that direction the same.
在那个方向也是一样,
and somewhere here there is a little dot.
在这个中间有这么一个小的点,
a nanosecond,
是一个毫微米,
and that nanosecond represents time. Time.
在这个毫微秒里面它代表的就是一个词叫时间。
We make a big deal out of it.
我们在这个时间里面把它想象的非常大。
But we have to, in that period of time, let's say since man was created, we have 6,000 years.
让我们来看看, 自从人被创造之后, 其实在这一段里面有 6,000年。
But in that 6,000 years, then there is your life.
在这6,000年里面还包括你的生命。
And if you live in some countries of the world, life expectancy is what? 30 years.
如果您生活在这个世界上某些国家的时候, 您的生命 可能是30年。
If you live in Japan, 76 years.
如果您活在日本, 您的寿命可能是76岁。
Providing, of course, your Japanese extraction.
那你要是真正的日本人。
Very small time.
但是还是很短的时间。
Now we make a big deal out of that 70 years.
在这70年之间, 我们, 觉得里面有很多的事情。
This 70 years is everything.
这70年就是我所有的一切。
We've got these goals.
我们有所有的自己的目标。
We've got all these things we're holding on to.
所有这些我们所抓住的东西。
And God has to pull us away from those things.
但神要把我们从这些事里面让我们转离。
But what is that 70 years about?
那这70年代表的是什么呢?
More or less. It's with many, it's not 70 years.
对很多人来讲, 甚至70年都没有。
Some, it's a little bit more.
对有些人来讲,
可能内容超过这70年。 What is the purpose?
那这70年里面的意义是什么呢?
For you and I to go out and to attain some goal?
是不是让你我去那里来, 成就一些目标呢?
In one word, that 70, 80 years is God calls it the school of Christ.
换句话说, 对神来讲, 这70年, 80年 是基督的学校。
It's all about preparation.
全是关乎预备。
For eternity.
是为着永远来预备。
So that as sons, we can rule and reign with God.
所以作为神的儿子, 我们可以与基督一同作王,
We can 掌权。 We can be his friend.
我们可以成为他的朋友。
It's not about this earth.
不是关于这个地上的事。
Those of you who are in school,
在学校里的这些孩子们,
I don't think any of you, unless you're thinking of being a professor, are thinking of being in school 10 years from now.
除非你要想做教授, 不然的话, 10年之后, 你绝对没有想象自己还在学校里面。
No, some of you are looking forward to getting out.
很多人你们想从这个学校出来。
Graduating from the university is not the goal.
从学校里面毕业并不是至终的目的。
It's the beginning.
只是一个开始。
It's the preparation time.
因为学校只是一个预备的时候。
And if we extrapolate that to life,
如果我们把它放到生命,生活里面来讲的话,
this 70 years is all about preparation.
这70年就是一个预备。
It's all about something future.
是关乎将来的事情。
Now there's a problem.
但是有一个问题。
I've already alluded to it. We are earthbound.
我们每个人都是被这个地所捆绑的。
It's in our very nature.
是在我们的本性里面。
You can be a Christian.
你可以是一个基督徒。
I was a believer for over 20 years. I was absolutely earthbound.
虽然我成为基督徒已经20年了, 我还是被这个地所绑住的。
I would continue to be in business for another 20 years after 1971.
在1971年之后, 其实我在事业里面还有20年。
But in a different capacity.
但是这20年在事业里面却完全不一样。
From that time on, my business became that which paid the rent.
从那个时候开始, 我的事业只是让我可以来付租金。
That which put food on the table.
可以让我有食物。
That which paid the children's way through school.
可以让孩子们得到他们该得的教育。
It no longer was my life.
从那时候起, 它就再不是我的生命。
And this is what has to happen with all of us.
这个对我们每个人都应该发生。
Now, I must be clear here.
我需要非常清楚地讲。
During this 40 years,
在这40年以来,
the Lord has had to deal many, many times as I held on to something that I was not even aware of.
在很多时候,神要来对付我, 因为很多时候我都不知道, 但是我却抓住了很多事情。
Brothers and sisters, we are fallen.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们是堕落的。
And ever since Adam and Eve made an independent decision of God, we also do likewise.
当亚当夏娃那时候做了一个决定, 他们离开神独立的时候, 我们今天也这样。
And as long as we're on this earth and breathing, we will always have that propensity to reach for something that our eyes thinks is beautiful.
当我们在这个世上生活的时候, 我们总是来追求一些让我们眼目得喜悦的事情。
This looks like it would be good to eat. We need to try this.
这个东西看起来不光是悦人眼目, 而且可以做食物, 让我来吃。
The restaurant business in Houston is a thriving business.
在休斯顿有许多的机会可以在事业里面成就。
There is always something new.
总有一些新的事情。
Because it has tapped into this propensity in us, this desire in us to see something and see what does it taste like.
因为这些事里面总有一些是引诱我们, 让我们去尝试, 看看这里面有什么可以让我得满足的。
It might be very difficult for us to consider just having 3 bowls of rice a day this coming week.
如果我们在这一周来只是吃米饭的话, 我们其实好像不能得满足。
Incidentally, there are a lot of people in this world that would love to have 3 bowls of rice this coming week.
其实啊, 在下来这一周, 如果有人能有3碗米饭吃, 已经很高兴了。
Something about taste that pulls us down to this earth.
就是食物的味道也把我们拉到这个地上来。
We cannot get together around the table with friends, family, for 2 minutes without spending the next hour talking about food.
我们跟其他的朋友聚集的时候,在餐桌上,不需要很久,我们一定会谈到食物。
We often can be consumed with this thought.
我们甚至被这些事来占有我们的思想。
Am I saying it's not important?
我有没有说这件事食物不重要呢?
I'm going to repeat this over and over this morning. It's not about do we not eat.
我会重复的讲, 我讲的不是说我们不应该去吃。
Of course we eat.
当然我们需要来进食。
Of course we go to our jobs tomorrow.
当然我们需要每天的来工作。
Of course we have families.
当然我们会有我们的家庭。
The question is, none of these things have a grip on our heart.
但重要的是这些事并不拥有我们并不抓住我们。
They're not important.
他们并不重要。
They're just a necessity of life.
他们只是生命里面所必须的。
The meal doesn't become the consuming thing.
这些食物并不是占有我们的。
Work does not consume us.
这些工作也不能完全占有我们。
We go to work, we do our job the best, when we walk out, we let it go.
我们在工作里面百分之百的在那里尽心，但是离开之后我们就让他离开。
As students,
作为学生
you study as unto the Lord.
你在学习的时候是为了主。
It's not about being number one.
并不是要去争第一。
If you're promoted number one, fine.
如果你得了第一很好。
But you're not consumed with it.
但你不要被这件事占有。
When something consumes us, we're imprisoned to it. It's bondage.
如果我们被这件事占有的话我们就成为他的奴隶。
I have to lie, steal, and cheat to get there.
因为我有的时候甚至要来作弊来得着这件事。
It keeps me awake at night.
让我每天晚上都睡不着觉。
Instead of just going to the library, studying 2 hours, closing the books, going eating, coming back, studying again.
我们其实可以很正常的2个小时在图书馆，然后我们去进食，然后再回来继续的学习。
Oh, every time you open a book, students,This is unto the Lord.
每一次我们打开书可以简单的说这件事是为了主的。
It's not for me.
并不是为了我。
It's not to impress my family.
并不是让我的家庭非常的有荣耀。
I'm thankful for the grade.
如果有好成绩感谢神。
But I first give thanks to the Lord.
但是第一件事先来感谢神。
We, around the Lord's table this morning, we prayed for and praised the Lord for an hour regarding our boast is in Christ.
今天早上有1个小时的时间我们在饼杯面前就一个主题当要夸口的当指着主夸口。
And the problem is we sing about that.
问题是我们虽然这样来唱
We pray about it.
我们这样来祷告。
But in reality, our boast is in ourselves.
但是在现实里面我们却指着自己夸口。
And God has to separate us from that.
但神要让我们从这些事里面可以分别。
And there is a theme throughout the Bible.
在圣经里面有一个主题。
And this theme is God calling us out.
这个题目就是神呼召我们出来。
Once Adam reached for that fruit,
当亚当来吃这个果子的时候,
Adam took his own self-interest route.
他是照着自己所喜悦的来做。
And from that time on,
从那个时候开始,
God has had to do a turning around.
那神一直要做这个改变的工作。
He began by slaying a lamb.
他开始的时候第一件事就是杀了一只羊羔。
And as he was slaying that lamb,
当他来杀了这只羊羔的时候,
Adam and Eve placed their head on that little lamb.
亚当跟夏娃就把他们的手摆在羊的头上，按手在他们头上。
God proceeded to give the first gospel lesson.
那个时候，神所传的是第一个福音的信息。
Adam, your sins are being placed, imputed into my Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
亚当，你的罪都归到我的儿子耶稣基督。他的身上。
And as your sins are going into that lamb, are being laid on that lamb,
当你的罪被按手来放到这个羊羔上面的时候,
my resurrection life of that lamb is coming back to thee.
我这个救赎的生命,这个羊羔的生命就可以进到你的里面。
Adam,
亚当。
Adam,
亚当。
Do you believe that?
你相信这件事吗?
And Adam and Eve believed that.
亚当跟夏娃他们相信了。
And we know that because God was able to then cover them.
我们知道因为神恢复了他们。
If they would have rejected that,
如果他们拒绝的话,
they would have remained naked.
他们还是赤身露体的。
But they were covered.
但是他们却得了遮盖。
Since then, God has been working in us to get our eyes away from that tree.
从那个时候开始，神就一直让我们的眼目可以从那棵树上移开。
In the second generation, we have Cain.
在第二代里面，我们有该隐。
God spoke to Cain.
神对该隐也讲话。
Before God spoke to Cain, Adam and Eve had spoke. The parents had spoken to him.
在神对该隐讲话之前，亚当、夏娃、该隐的父母也对他讲了话。
Explain to him the slain of the lamb.
对他来解释羔羊的被杀。
He did not accept it.
但该隐却没有接受。
Again, we go back to that. I have my own self-interest. I will bring the best of me to the Lord.
那我们又看到这个己，就是自我的兴趣，我要把我最好的来献给神。
And in Genesis 6:4 there it says, And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord.
在创世纪第六章讲到该隐就从神的同在里面离开了。
And he built a city.
他在那里建造了一座城。
He was going to find his security where? In man.
他要在人里面自己来找这个安全感。
There's advantages of the city, and there are disadvantages.
这座城有它的好处，但是也有它的坏处。
Disadvantage sin is a concentration of sin. Cities are a concentration of sin.
在负面来讲，这个城就是所有罪恶的集中的地方。
Second, we can depend upon the security of others.
因为这个时候我们就彼此来寻找安全。
If you want milk, you just go down to the store and you buy milk.
如果你需要喝牛奶的话，你就到店里面去买牛奶。
If you're out on the farm, you're always worrying. I hope the cow doesn't die. Hope the cow doesn't die.
如果你在农场里面的话，你的希望就是我所养的牛羊他们不会死。
See, people offer us a false security.
因为在人间，我们自己给自己一个。虚假的安全感。
Now I'm talking outside, of course, the church.
但我其实讲到的是在教会之外。
The church is a community.
教会来讲就是一个社区。
And the ultimate security is with brothers and sisters.
至高的安全感是在弟兄姐妹中间所得到的。
Because that's where the fullness of the Lord dwells.
因为这里有主他所有的丰满所居住。
And that's where his blessing dwells.
这个是他所有祝福所居住的地方。
But Cain went out.
但是该隐却离开了。
But then there is Enoch.
然后有以诺。
Enoch walked with God.
以诺与神同行。
At age 65, he had a child.
在他65岁的时候得了一个孩子。
And the birth of that child caused a great change in this man.
这个孩子的出生让以诺整个人改变了。
And for the next 300 years, he would, the Bible says, walk with God.
在他后来的300年之间，他就照圣经记载与神同行。
Now I have one question regarding Enoch.
在以诺里面，我们有一个问题。
Have you ever asked the question, why did God take him right into heaven?
为什么神会直接把他提到天上呢？
Why could God do that?
为什么神要做这件事呢?
Do you know why?
为什么?
He did not have a hold on this earth.
因为他在地上完全没有联系了。
Every one of his 10 fingers, 10 toes had been elevated to the spiritual.
因为他的十个手指、十个脚趾，所有的一切都已经向着天。
And God could take him.
所以神可以把他取去。
And that's what he wants to do with us.
他对着我们也是同样的心意。
God would like to rapture his church.
神一直想来提他的教会。
But he is waiting for us to let go of this earth.
他却等候着我们让地上的事可以放下。
And in each generation he has a few that have let go.
在每一个世代都有几个可以做到的
，separated，
都是被分别的
，sanctified，
是被 圣洁，分别为圣的，
consecrated,
是奉献的，
all meaning the same,
所有的都是一个意思，
separated unto God, consecrated unto God, holy unto God,
是分别为圣，是奉献归给神的。
And he waits,
他在那里等候，
he's waiting for us,
他在那里等候我们。
Is there anything this morning that's got you earthbound?
在今天早上有没有地上的事这样来捆绑你呢？
Noah was not attached to this earth.
挪亚也没有被这个地所捆绑。
Noah had one thought on his mind, and that was worshiping the Lord.
挪亚只有一个心思，就是来敬拜神。
He and his family were the only ones.
他跟他的家庭。
And the ark demonstrates this. It's a picture.
这个方舟就是来向我们来启示这件事。
That ark is a picture of the cross and his house.
这个方舟所讲的就是十字架，还有他的家。
And God is very clear in his instructions. He says, make it of gopher wood and then coat it on the inside and the outside with pitch.
因为神的指示非常详细，是用戈斐木来制造，而且里外都要抹上松香。
In that area in the Middle East, there are theseAsphalt pits, tar pits.
在中东那个时候有那样的松香，就是沥青。
They're still there even today.
在今天还存在。
It's a petroleum product.
那个是从油里面提炼的。
Impervious to the sea, to the water.
那件事可以隔水。
And he coated that.
他就用那个来里外涂抹。
And there we have the picture of separation.
那里我们就看到这个概念，分别。
Death was on the outside of that ark.
在方舟的外面就是死亡。
But the difference was Noah on the inside had deemed himself dead. He yielded to the cross.
那在这个方舟里面，挪亚他其实看自己也是已死的。
And he was preserved.
所以他得了保存。
And then we come to that Tower of Babel.
然后我们就看到有巴别塔。
In Genesis chapter 11.
在创世纪第十一章。
The people said in verse 4, Come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower who will reach unto the heavens, and let us make for ourselves a name, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth.
第四节。他们说，来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。
This is an example of someone who's earthbound.
这就是一个人怎么样被地所捆绑的一个例子。
Again, making a name for myself.
再一次的，这些人要为自己来传名。
Let's make our own security.
让我们自己来建造我们的安全感。
We don't need God.
我们不需要神。
We don't want God.
我们也不要跟神有关系。
We only want ourselves.
我们只要自己。
For 70 years.
有70年时间。
Forget about eternity.
忘了永远的事吧。
Today, live and let live.
今天就是来活着，为了活而活。
Party today, for tomorrow we die.
那我们今天就欢喜快乐来宴乐，因为明天就要死了。
Man has made that foolish decision down through the ages.
在世世代代，人都做这样愚蠢的决定。
Holding on to something that's but a nanosecond.
就抓住那些只是毫微秒里面这么一点点的小事。
Instead of using the 70 years as the school of Christ, but rather use it for ourselves, our own pleasure.
我们没有使用这70年来在基督的学校里面学习预备，却用这70年为自己。
Only to die with great regrets.
然后我们就怀着极大的遗憾离开这个世界。
In Acts chapter 7, the God of glory appeared to Father Abraham.
在使徒行传第七章讲到，荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
And God said to Abraham, come out.
神对亚伯拉罕说，出来。
It meant leaving family.
他要离开他的本家。
It meant leaving his business.
他要离开他的事业。
It meant leaving friends.
他要离开他的朋友们。
And it's a spiritual lesson.
这个是一个属灵的功课。
These things had Abram earthbound.
因为这些事让亚伯兰他对这个地被地所捆绑。
And God sovereignly chose him.
那神在他的主权里面就来拣选了他。
And he became our father.
然后他成为我们的父。
And we read how he became the friend of God.
我们也读到他怎样成为神的朋友。
Made one mistake.
但是他却犯了一个错误。
He took his father with him.
他带着他的父亲离开。
Or it appears that his father was the one that went out, and Abram followed his father.
其实我们来读的话，事实可能是他的父亲离开，然后他跟着他的父亲。
Anyway,
不管怎样，
he was not separated.
他并没有真正的分别。
And he went out to Haran.
他去了哈兰。
And he had to learn some valuable lessons in Haran.
在哈兰他学了很宝贵的功课。
We're always learning lessons along the way, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们人生的旅程里面，我们一直在学习。
Again, we find ourselves always having that desire to reach out and to hold on to something.
我们一直有这样的一个愿望渴望要在地上抓一些事。
We see this with the children of Israel. Moses took them out of Egypt.
我们也看到以色列子民当摩西把他们带出埃及的时候。
God took them out.
是神把他们带出来。
Moses was the servant.
摩西是神的仆人。
Moses' name means to be drawn out.
摩西的意思就是从水里出来。
And he became the person who led those people out.
所以他就成为那个可以把百姓带出埃及的人。
But did they really leave?
他们有没有离开呢?
Where was their heart?
他们的心如何呢?
It always becomes a heart issue, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们,这完全是关乎心。
God says this morning, where is your heart?
因为今天神就在问每一个,你的心在哪里?
Is it still connected with something on this earth?
是不是还跟这个地上的事连接呢?
What do you look forward to this next week? What's exciting?
在下一周你所想望的是什么事?什么事能够让你激动起来呢?
Is there something more than exciting than sitting down for half an hour and just reading the Psalms and letting God speak to you?
在下一周能够花半小时时间来读读诗篇神的话让你可以激动起来,这是不是你的期望呢?
The children of Israel heart was never circumcised.
对以色列的子民来讲，他们的心从来没有受过割礼。
It was a heart that was bound to the earth.
他们的心一直在地上所被捆绑。
It can be, our hearts can be bound to the political systems of this earth.
今天我们的心可能被这个世上的，比如政治所捆绑。
Always wondering what the next leadership is going to be.
我们甚至现在就在想谁会是下面的一个总统呢?
What are their policies?
他们的政策会怎么样呢?
How is it going to affect the economy?
对于经济有什么影响呢?
How will it affect me?
对我有什么影响呢?
Finances, possessions hold us to this earth.
这些财政的事情,这些财务让我们被地所捆绑。
Our culture binds us.
我们的文化也来捆绑我们。
There is nothing wrong with the word culture.
文化这个词并不是本身并不是负面的。
But often culture becomes a stronghold.
但是有的时候文化却成为一个强敌。
It's something that supersedes the word and the standard of the word.
甚至把神的话都掩盖住。
And the life of Christ is sapped out and drained away from by that culture.
那甚至基督的生命都被压迫甚至离开。
Is education important?
教育是不是这么重要呢?
I think for young people who don't know what they're going to necessarily do in life, going to school is wonderful.
对于年轻人，你们并不知道以后该如何的话，去学校是一个很好的机会。
But it is never to grip our heart.
但这不应该抓住我们的心。
It's never to be more important than this love relationship with the Lord.
不应该比与神的爱这件事更重要。
And of course, religion is something that always, often pulls man to this earth.
啊，另外还有宗教的系统也经常是把我们拉到这个地上。
I am defining religion as something man-made.
我对宗教的定义是人造的。
Man maintained.
是人在那里来保持。
Man's glory is the goal.
因为人的荣耀是他的目的。
A horizontal relationship with men, but not with the living God.
只是人与人之间水平的关系，却跟神没有关系。
And religion, even in Christian groups,
甚至在基督徒的团体里面，我们也有宗教。
Can bind us.
这些都来捆绑我们。
Many times, a person's ministry is much more important to them than their relationship with God.
有的时候，对一个神的仆人来讲，在那里做神的工，甚至比与神的关系更重要。
God would rather 1,000 times that we be His friend than His minister.
对神来讲，他宁愿我们成为他的朋友1,000倍，超过我们来为他做任何事。
It's always about friendship.
这完全是关乎朋友的关系。
It's always about intimacy with Him.
是关乎与他这个亲密的关系。
Remember Jacob's family?
记得雅各他的家庭吗？
There was Rebecca, the mother was going in that direction. Isaac was going in that direction. Esau was going in that direction. What did God do?
在那个时候，以撒、利百加、雅各，他们都在不同的方向。
He took Jacob out.
这个时候怎么样呢？神就把雅各带出来。
He took him and taught him some lessons with Laban.
然后把他带到拉班那里，让他学了许多功课。
And when he learned those lessons with Uncle Laban for 20 years, God took him out of that.
当他在他的舅父拉班手下学了20年的功课之后，神又把他带出来。
Similar to Joseph.
对约瑟也是一样。
He was in a dysfunctional family.
因为他是在一个这样的完全不正常的家庭里面。
But God had something in mind with Joseph.
但是神对着约瑟却有一个计划。
And what did he do?
他做了什么呢?
He took him out.
把他带出来。
God said, and very clear, he says, and through Joseph, Joseph says, it was God who brought me to Egypt, not you.
啊，神借着约瑟讲了这句话，就证明神到底是怎样做的。约瑟讲，是神带我出来的，差我出来的。
God is always about doing a work in bringing us out of Egypt.
神一直在做一件事，就是把我们从埃及带出来。
Bringing us out of this world.
让我们从这个世界可以被分别出来。
We are no different than these pictures, these figures in the Old Testament.
我们与这些旧约刚才提到的这些图画没有任何区别。
When we understand these pictures,
当我们懂得这些图画的意思,
we start to understand what God is doing.
我们就慢慢了解神到底在做什么。
A number of you never knew God,Until God took you out of your homeland, China, Taiwan.
对于我们中间许多人，我们不了解神，除非神把我们带离，从中国，从台湾来到这里。
But just because you're here, just because you have a job, just because you have your green card, it doesn't stop there.
但是如果你今天在这里，你有你的工作，你有你的绿卡，这并不是事情的完结。
You might have a nice house, a nice job, and a family now.
也许你有一个很好的房子，很好的工作，也有你的家庭。
That is not the end, that's the beginning.
但这并不是结束，只是一个开始。
Remember eternity.
记得永远。
This is just preparation.
这现在只是一个预备。
And every single one of us this week have to be constantly reminded to let go.
今天这个星期，我们在座的每一个人，神都要提醒我们放下。
Why are you going to?Possibly have an argument as husband and wife this week.
今天我们作为夫妻，怎么能在我们之间有这样的争吵呢？
Very simple. You're holding on to your will.
很简单，因为你是抓住自己的主意。
Some little silly thing that you think is so important, I'm going to stand my ground. She is going to know it.
啊，有些很小的，这么小的事情，你却在那里说我要坚持，我要站住我的地位。
Most of us have not let go of that self-life.
很多人，我们并没有让这样己的生命离开我们，放下。
Probably many, if not most, have not even begun to let go of it.
在许多人，可能大部分人，你们还没有开始意识到要放下。
Find out if your instructor tomorrow or your first line management comes to you and says, this was horrible. I can't believe this. Check your inner response.
如果你到学校，你的老师或者在工作里面，你的主管跟你说这件事太糟糕了，你需要在里面来向神来祈求。
How do we respond to that?
我们应该怎么回应？
Are we forgiving?
我们是不是怀着一个饶恕的心？
Or does that get even attitude raise up in us?
或者我们心里面有一个报复的心理？
Do we become defensive?
我们要自我来保护。
We have to explain ourselves.
我们需要解释许多的事。
Oh, it's so beautiful to see the Lord Jesus, and he opened not his mouth.
我们可以看到这些美丽的图画，主耶稣他静默，没有为自己争辩。
Can you imagine the first word that the Lord could have said when he hung on the cross?
您能够了解吗？当主耶稣在十字架上，他讲出来的第一句话是什么？
One stare at each individual, the person who spat on him, the person who was cursing him, the person who nailed him, it just one stare. There could have been smoke.
在那里，有人在那里吐唾沫，有人在那里诅咒他，有人在那里钉他十字架。
But no, those words of Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, was what he said.
但他却说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Oh, husbands, what a difference the atmosphere in our home would be if we would just under our breath say, Father, forgive her. She's nagged this 10 times in the last 5 minutes. Just forgive her.
作为丈夫们，如果我们在家里面能够这样，当你的妻子在过去的5分钟已经对你唠叨了10次的时候，你说父啊，赦免她，因为她所做的她不晓得。这样你家里的气氛都要被改变。
What a different environment, sisters.
对于姐妹来讲,
you would create if when you look at us mumbling, bumbling, forgetting idiots.
当姐妹们你们看到像我们这样的又蠢又笨的人的时候。
Father, forgive my husband. He never remembers a thing I say.
父啊，赦免他，因为我对他讲的他一件也记不住。
Give me a greater love for him.
给我一个更大的爱来爱他。
This is where the church begins.
这个就是教会的开始。
We are the called out ones.
因为我们是被呼召出来的一般人。
This is our mission.
这就是我们的使命。
We are to be examples.
我们要成为榜样。
Are our homes different than the neighbors?
我们与周围邻居的家庭有什么不一样吗？
Oh, on Sunday we go to the meeting.
Oh, 我只是礼拜天去教会去聚会就是了。
And we're quick to judge them as we leave. They don't go to the meeting.
然后我们甚至可以来说，你看他们根本连教会都不去。
God's not looking at who goes to the meeting.
神并不是看谁到教会来聚会。
He's looking at our hearts.
他是看我们的心。
Have they been sanctified?
有没有被分别为圣？
Have they come out of that self-life?
他们有没有从己生命里面出来？
How have they come out of the systems of this world?
他们有没有从这个世界的系统里面出来？
And they have been released to the Lord Jesus.
他们有没有被释放来为着主？
That's what he wants.
这个是他所要的。
We read there in 1 Thessalonians.
我们看到帖塞罗尼迦前书
Chapter 5.
第五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
God does it, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，是神所做的。
No one, I hope right now, says, well, tomorrow I'm going to be nice to my husband.
我希望在我们在座的没有人自己立一个心志说，明天我要对我的丈夫很好。
Ask God to change you, sisters.
让神来改变你的妻子。
Ask God to pull you away from this self-life.
让神把你从你的己生命里面可以分别出来。
And make you holy.
让你成圣。
We just sang about holy ground.
我们刚才唱到这是圣地。
Where is this holy ground?
圣地在哪里?
Is it this floor here?
是不是这里的地板?
Is it this building?
是不是这个建筑物?
No.
不是。
It is your heart.
是你的心。
Is your heart clean?
你的心清不清洁?
Is there some anger?
里面有没有恼怒?
Is there some revenge?
有没有那些报复的心理?
Is there some pride? I'm going to show them.
有没有骄傲?就是说我要让他们看到。
I'm going to make a name for myself.
我要为自己来传扬名声。
Let God make you holy.
让神使你成圣。
First Timothy, or Second Timothy,
提摩太后书
Chapter 1,
第一章
We have our part. God will draw you out of these things.
神要带我们从这些事出来,但我们也有我们的一份。
If your bank account has a hold on you, tell God.
如果银行的账户来抓住你的话,你对着神来诉说。
See, sometimes we're embarrassed. We got a brand new car, and I really like my car. We're embarrassed to say, God, you know, this car has a hold on me.
有的时候我们很难堪,买了一个新车,这个车是这么的让我们心被抓住。
Let God do the sanctifying.
我们需要对神讲，让神来使我们成圣。
Let Him do the purging.
让他来清洁我们。
He will do the cleansing.
他会来洁净我们。
But what's our part?
我们这一份在哪里?
For this reason, Paul says, I suffer these things, but I'm not ashamed, for I know who I am believed, and am convinced that He who is able to guard what I have committed to him.
为这缘故,我也受这些苦难,然而我不以为耻,因为知道我所信的是谁,也知道他能保全我所交付他的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
where's your commitment today?
你今天的交托是什么呢?
Is it something earthbound?
你今天所交付的是不是在这个地上来捆绑你的事情?
Is it something that's not eternal?
是不是那些不在永远里面的事情?
Is it something that only is going to last for 50 to 80, 90 years?
是不是那些只会存留50年、60年、70年的事?
Are you trusting on your grandchildren?
是不是你所交付的是你的孙辈?
Is that your happiness?
是不是你的子女,你的孙子成为你的快乐的源泉。
This next promotion on the job.
是不是你在工作上面即将来到的提升?
Getting a degree.
或者得着你该得的学位。
You get your degree, the next thing will come up, I need another degree.
很多时候当你得了一个学位,你下面就想到还要再拿一个。
And some people never get off that syndrome, they just keep going to school.
有的人在这件事上出不来，一直在学校里面在学。
There's a better way called the school of Christ.
有一个更好的，就是基督的学校。
Where we are made ready for eternity.
就是我们在这里为着永远做预备。
We have been brought out of Egypt. We have been brought out of Egypt.
我们是从埃及被带出来的。
And that's where most people start. Stop.
很多人就在那里就停止了。
We have been brought into the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要被带进到基督里面。
And because the children of Israel, those 2 million people, failed to realize this, they died in the wilderness.
因为那200万以色列的子民，他们并不了解这件事，所以他们都倒闭在旷野里面。
Never to enter in to the riches of Christ, which was theirs.
他们并没有进入到基督的丰富，就是在那里为他们所预备的。
It's a very sad story.
这是非常悲哀的一个故事。
It's repeated, that story, more than any other story in the whole Bible.
在整个圣经里面，这个故事的重复性多过任何的故事。
And it's probably one reason for the second time this year I have repeated it.
所以，这也是为什么今年我再来重复这样的故事。
Are we consumed with something down here?
我们是不是被这个地上的事所占有呢?
Are we a heavenly people?
或者我们是属天的人呢?
we let God, as we commit ourselves to Him this morning, may we let God, this week even, release us from these things.
让我们把自己交付给神，甚至在下面的这个星期来求神，让我们从这个世界被分别。
For His sake.
是为了他的缘故。
For eternity.
是为了永远。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we do confess our tendency to be earthbound.
主啊，我们需要向你来承认，我们的倾向就是被这个地所捆绑的。
We thank you that you're aware of that.
感谢您，因为您了解这件事。
And you have given us much instruction in your word regarding how to come out of ourselves, come out of this world.
在您的话里，您给我们许多的指示，让我们从自己，从世界里面可以出来。
And this morning we commit ourselves to you.
今天早上我们把自己交在您手里。
And we're thankful for that promise that you are our Father who will sanctify us, make us holy.
感谢您，是您的应许，您是我们的父，您要使我们全然成圣。
You know how to take us stubborn people and extricate us from this earth.
您知道怎么样让我们这一般固执的人可以从这个世上被分别出来。
And experience the heavenly position with your Son.
可以来体会来得着这属天的产业，就是您自己的儿子。
We present ourselves a living sacrifice this morning.
今天早上我们就把自己献上作为活祭。
May you be pleased with us.
愿意您在我们中间得着喜悦。
As the aroma of Christ rises.
愿意基督的馨香在这里可以升起。
We pray this in your precious, precious name. Amen.
如此祷告是奉您宝贵宝贵的名。Amen. Amen.